Ricardo's Dilemma, written by Laura Henderson McGard, illustrated by David Cockcroft. Ricardo's Dilemma. Chapter 1. Now listen up, class. Don't forget to bring a sack lunch tomorrow for our field trip. We'll have such a wonderful time, Miss Periwinkle called out. Luckily, the end of the school day had finally arrived. A bell rang, and Ricardo was almost safely out of the door when Miss Periwinkle stopped in his tracks. Aren't you looking forward to our field trip tomorrow? I am very excited for you to see the ballet and tour the opera house. I know you'll love it. Oh yeah, of course I'm excited. Thanks, Miss Periwinkle. I'll see you tomorrow. Ricardo forced a smile for his teacher as he walked quickly past and into the hallway. The truth was, he was much more excited about the playoff soccer match against the Tigers. The match was going to start in less than 2 hours. Ricardo was the leading soccer on his team, and the playoff game was all that his mind had been occupied with several days. He reached the front door and headed outside. His fast-paced walk turned to an enthusiastic sprint as he pulled his cap tightly over his head. "Look out, Tigers! Here we come!" he shouted. Chapter 2. The following morning, Ricardo sat smiling as he remembered the winning goal he had scored at the playoff match. "I knew you'd win," he told his mother as she joined him at the breakfast table. "We're going to be champions this year. I can feel it in my bones." "That's great, dear. Are you ready? We have to get going. I agreed to go on the field trip with you and your class since I have the day off of work. I think it's wonderful that your teacher is taking you to see the ballet. Cinderella is such a fun story. Besides, not everyone has the opportunity to see what's happening backstage before the show begins. This is going to be a fabulous day. I can feel it in my bones," she said with a wink of her eye. Ricardo rolled his eyes and grabbed his backpack. "Okay, let's go get this over with." Little did he know that this excursion would change his life forever. Chapter 3. The class entered the opera house. Miss Periwinkle gave the tickets to the man at the counter. He made a call on his tiny black walkie-talkie. As soon as a tall, skinny man appeared, Max was his name, and he had rosy cheeks with an enormous smile that made it almost impossible for anyone not to like him. With an exuberant wave, he led the class to an expansive space where the variety of strangely dressed people were milling around. The tour guide told students that these were the stars of the ballet, which Ricardo supposed would explain why everyone was meandering around with tights and slippers. Someone was stretching their long legs towards the ceiling while standing on one foot, and some were turning in circles again and again with arms stretched above their heads. Still others were sitting on the floor with their upper bodies bent incredibly far to one side and rolled their ankles in circles. They seem to be focused so intently on what they were doing that they didn't notice anyone around them. Ricardo watched, amazed by their concentration. He couldn't have imagined that ballet dancers were so serious about their work. Just like a player warming up before a game, he thought to himself. Max led the class to the backstage area where the scenery pieces were arranged and were now ready for the show. There were brightly colored costumes, and he could hear the orchestra warming up in the background. Everything looked so huge that it made Ricardo feel very small. The stage floor would soon be filled with twirling, stretching bodies and had just seen in the studio. Ricardo felt the excitement grow even more as the luminous and colorful lights flashed from sides of the stage. "Wow, this is really cool," he exclaimed to his mother. He smiled, and she thought so too. Quickly, he looked down and stopped smiling. He reminded himself that he was a boy who liked sports, not ballet. And he looked around wondering if any of the guys had noticed his enjoyment of the field trip. Still safe, he thought, assured that most of everyone had been listening to Max. He heard Miss Periwinkle say that the show was about to begin. Max led them from backstage area and downstairs to where they would watch the show. As everyone sat in their places, the lights dimmed and the orchestra began to play. Chapter 4. That night, Ricardo found it challenging to fall asleep as he lay in bed remembering the day. Miss Periwinkle was right. It was a cool field trip. He couldn't keep his eyes off the dancers. They were so strong, athletic, so powerful, and graceful. Would it be possible to be all of those at once? He remembered being so proud of his heritage when he saw the names of two Latino dancers. One was even named Ricardo. They seemed to enjoy themselves so much when they were on stage. At that moment, Ricardo decided he wanted to learn more about ballet. The next morning, he shared his thoughts with his mother. "I think we should visit a dance studio and find out how much it would cost to take a few classes. That way, you could find out if you really like it or not," she said. Ricardo really wanted to learn how to do all of the amazing things he saw the dancers perform. But what would his friends think? There weren't many boys who took ballet, and he was afraid his friends would poke fun of him. But Ricardo was self-confident. He was comfortable with himself, so he decided he would try a few classes, but he definitely did not want to share his plans with his pals, at least not yet. Over a few months, Ricardo took several lessons. His interest in dance began to grow. His instructor told him that he was a natural. Playing sports made him strong. His strength helped him perform new difficult steps. He found that ballet was intense and challenging, but he got something right. It made him feel like he was on top of the world. Little did he know that someday His dance skills would help him in ways that he could not have imagined. Chapter 5. One summer afternoon, Ricardo was wandering through the city zoo with his best friend, Zach. He had just finished a great soccer game, winning 5-0. "Boy, it seems like it's impossible for us to lose lately. Our team this year is the best team I've ever been on. I don't want the season to ever end," Zach said. "Do you think our championship trophy will be a silver or gold this year?" "Definitely gold, and I hope it's 6 feet tall," replied Ricardo. The boys laughed. They only had two more games to win the finish up seasons as champions, and both were confident they could pull it off. Ricardo had been busy training the playoffs, but he imagined to make it to ballet class 3 nights a week. It had been very important to him, and the better he got at it, the more he knew that he wanted to dance forever. But Ricardo realized he couldn't keep his dancing secret from his friends much longer. He hoped that they would somehow understand. Today at the zoo, they planned to break the news to Zach. He practiced what he was going to say a million times in his mind. He thought, and finally he came up with a list of reasons why he would want to learn ballet. He practiced the reasons over in his mind. 1, there are a lot of men all over the world who dance ballet. 2, some dancers are very famous and make a lot of money for performing. 3, ballet is a great exercise. 4, there are lots of cute girls in dance class who want to be his friend. Ricardo smiled and remembered all the girls showing him that he was so cool for learning ballet. Surely guys would understand that at least. That was one part of it. At least they hoped they would. He took a deep breath and got ready to spill his guts to his best friend. Just as the strangest thing happened, and it happened so quickly that Ricardo didn't have time to think, he just went into action. Chapter 6. Ricardo and Zach had just arrived at their favorite part of the zoo, the crocodile pond. They loved to watch the enormous crocodile reptiles. Ricardo visited the zoo a lot, but he had never seen anything as crazy as what happened next. The boys were walking toward the croc pond, and Ricardo noticed a baby girl crawling up the teeter-totter. From out of nowhere came this whirling, crazy kid on the teeter-totter, not even noticing the baby. "Hey," he was yelling over his shoulder to his friend. "Hey, dude, get on!" As he jumped on one end, it slammed down and sent the other flying upward. The infant was sent flying through the air straight towards the crocodiles. "Yikes!" yelled Ricardo. He sprang into action without even thinking. He pulled out his ballet training to the test. He ran toward the pond as fast as his legs could carry him, and flying high through the air, he snatched up the baby. His fantastic leap and split was so fast and high that it carried him over the pond. He looked down to see the hungry crocs, with their large, wide jaws open. He landed gracefully on the other side, holding the baby safely in his arms. People all around clapped and cheered. "Hooray for the hero!" Ricardo couldn't believe it. A bulky man with bushy hair ran toward him as he held the baby tight. Thank you, my lad, for saving my baby's life," he cried. "How can I ever repay you?" "I insist throwing a party in your honor. Tell all the family and friends to be sure to come. The whole city will be invited. No expenses will be spared. I want to properly thank you, my hero." Just as Ricardo thought things couldn't possibly get any more exciting, he heard someone calling the man with the bushy hair, "Mr. Mayor." He had actually saved the mayor's daughters from the hungry crocodiles? Well, that's what the newspaper said the next day. And that's what the news people from the television station when they interviewed Ricardo. "How did you ever learn to leap so high and gracefully?" Ricardo looked straight at the camera and speaking into the microphone and replied proudly, "Ballet, I love to dance." From that moment on, his secret was out, but he wasn't embarrassed. Instead, he was quite happy that he no longer had to keep his love of ballet a secret, and no one ever made fun of his love of dance. The end.